K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
We haven't caught up with the 30 post-game this year, I don't think. I think it's going to be the first time.
Yes, you're right.
But we haven't spoken with him, and looking forward to having a chat to Tommy Atkins, who, especially in the last quarter, just willed himself contest to contest to contest. Was quite impressive. Let us know when you're ready to go, Jace, with Tommy. How many numbers this afternoon, please, Benny, if you wouldn't mind, for Tom Atkins?
Tommy Atkins, Kingy, ended up with 22 possessions. He had 9 tackles, 6 clearances, 3 inside 50s and 7 score involvements.
173 tackles for the season. The league record in a season since they kept the tackle record is 190 that Matt Rowell holds.
Well, he's going to go past that.
So he'll knock that over the next couple of weeks, potentially, based on averaging 9 tackles a game. Jace?
Yes, well, he's pretty happy with all those numbers, I think. He's just he's down here in the rooms with his Tom Atkins. They're good numbers for today, Tom, and the 9 tackles helps, 173 up until now. You're going to break that record and smash it. It was a pretty comprehensive effort from the boys around the ball. It was a pretty tough game.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like in patches we got the game how we wanted. I feel like that third quarter was probably the best that we've played in the last month, I reckon. But, yeah, we're just having a few lapses currently, and it doesn't matter what team we're playing against. You can let teams back into the game, and, the sooner we can eradicate those, the better. And, we're very happy to get the 4 points, so they're a tough team.
It's such an even competition now that you just can't have those lapses for too long, even in a game, can you?
No. I might have lost you there. No way. There is no... We got asked during the week if we're, excited for run home. There's no easy games, and we believe that, and it's all about us trying to get our game as good as finals. Losing us or if we're dropping out, but
we're right. We'll be okay somehow.
We'll soldier on.
We'll soldier on.
Tommy, you're sick of me asking questions, so I'll throw you to another one of St Joseph's favourite sons in Ben Casanilia to open up.
Tom, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You must be, I know it's a team game, but you must be really thrilled with how your season is unfolding in 2024.
You're probably going to give you a boring answer, but I really don't care. I just want to win, and I want to make finals, and I want to win another premiership. So all the other stuff, I want to contribute to the team. That's my main thing. I want to do my role and help us win, but I couldn't really give a crap about the other stuff.
Did you do anything different, in the off-season in terms of preparing yourself, or was it just pretty much soldier on as you had in previous years?
I had a kid, so maybe that's sort of made me spend a bit more time at home, I guess, in the off-season. And, I don't know, you have a different outlook on life, I guess, when you're a parent. So maybe that's softened me a bit in the head. Who knows? I don't know. I feel like I'm doing everything that I've always done, but maybe getting a bit more opportunity. I don't know.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care. Speaking with Cat star Tom Atkins, here's Mark Neal.
Bit of a St. Joey's fest up here, Tom, and down there. Hey, tell me, we spoke a lot today about the ball movement of the team. We felt as if, particularly kicking with that breeze in the first and third quarter, there seemed to be a distinct effort to try and get it off the line, look inside 45, get it in a little bit quicker than what we saw last week. Are we on the right page there?
Definitely. We want to have all options available. We want to be able to attack open side, off the line, and we want to be able to go quick, skinny. So it's about our running patterns in between layers and in that system being able to access all parts of the ground. And if it sort of depends what the defence gives you. If they're playing you really strongly through the corridor, then maybe we can go around them, or we can go quick outside the logos.
Another thing that we spoke about, particularly the first quarter, was the centre clearances. And we also picked up throughout the day that, again, you're in there a lot. There seem to be a lot of your teammates getting there, so different combinations. Is that something that's spoken about, or is, again, you just mentioned the term, whatever the opposition give you, was that because they were doing different things? Can you just talk us through that a little bit, please?
Yeah, it's a massive part of the game, CBs, and I think we can't argue that we got pretty comprehensively beaten by GWS in there. So we had a very strong review on how we go in there. And, to Reese's credit, I thought he was amazing all day. And then when Paddy comes in, he's able to just give us that bit of extra grunt. He gets his hand on the first possession a lot. And then that allows us to, blokes like Bailey and Max, to run patterns off that. But, a few people running through. We obviously had Grind in there for the first time this year. And, you know, he's someone who we want the ball in his hands, and I guess having him around the footy makes it a bit easier to do that.
Tommy, when you saw Grian Myers in there, did you just look around and go, are you lost?
No, he's obviously, you know, I'm good mates with him, so I was working with him during the week on, you know, getting... He's a very smart man, Grian, so he's across all of his yes. craft and what he needs to do.
Ollie Dempsey's 50 games, 43 consecutive, but, geez, just come like a shooting star over the last 18 months.
Yeah, you have to pinch yourself sometimes how young these blokes are. Like, you could have told me Ollie's played 100 games, I reckon, the way he contributes to the team and the way he's just nailed down that wing role. I think he's probably the best in the league at playing that role. And, yeah, it's just so exciting for the club. Like, yeah, you look around the group and there's so many 21-year-olds. I just feel old.
I know you did media during the week and we appreciate you jumping on K-Rock Footy, but you were asked about your role with AFLW, and I know you don't like to talk things up. That's, you know, you're very under the radar, but how much are you enjoying, I suppose, just that little coaching aspect that you've just added to your bow?
Yeah, I love it. I love the girls. They're such a positive and hard-working group, and I just thought, even like before I was thinking about coaching, I've sort of thought there needs to be a bit more of a crossover between the two midfield groups, and, you know, they've sort of got, you know, they've been around for 15 years, I guess, and we've been around for 150, and we're right next door, so maybe anything that we can help them with, you know, I think is beneficial to both parties. And yeah, for me, I'm just trying to figure out what I do when I eventually get the chop. And yeah, I've really enjoyed coaching, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how they go this year.
And little drive-by by your mate Grian, actually, on K-Rock during the week. He was on with Tim and Jess talking about getting close to 150 games. Are you aware that he will do, come hell or high water, do everything to make sure he gets there before you?
Yes, we've spoken about that. Yeah, no, I have full confidence that he'll get there before me. I hope he gets there before me. But yeah, if we were to share the 150, that would obviously be awesome as well.
Yeah, all going to plan for Grian. 3 games time, Essendon here at GMHBA Stadium on a Friday night. And for you, Tommy, it would be round 24 against the Tigers at the MCG. As always, we love having you on K-Rock Footy. I wish we could have you on more, but we know you've got other commitments to other broadcasters. But we always appreciate a chat with one of the Red, Gold and Black's finest. And now you've linked up with one of Geelong College's finest in Nathan Brown to do a bit of coaching.
Yeah, well, Brownie's very much, he's the line coach, and I'm just his lackey. I'll be around to carry water bottles and just do whatever he wants me to do, really.
And you'll do it well. Tommy, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy as always.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.